right, my friends, it's now time for the Soulful Psalm segment of Beacon of Truth. The Soulful Psalms, we take one of the psalms that we hear in every holy sacrifice of the Mass, and we connect it to the daily Mass readings. Well, today is Friday of the third week of Lent, and we have some great readings today as we move closer and closer to Holy Week. Well, the first reading is from the book of Hosea, and the psalm is Psalm 81. Psalm 81 is in book 3 of the Psalms. That's 73 to 83 by Asaph, which means gather in Hebrew. And then the gospel is from Mark. So quickly, let's take a look at the readings that surround today's psalm, Psalm 81. So we have Hosea, and one of the more prophetic passages from Hosea, Hosea chapter 14. Thus says the Lord, return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, right? You have collapsed through your guilt. So again, very strong Lenten themes here of repentance. Come back to the Lord. You know, you've been away for too long. It's almost like God saying, I miss you and I love you and you've been away from me. You've turned your back to me. Now it's time to come back. You know, it's time to come back. You know, I know you may have been angry with me. You may have been upset with me over something that didn't go quite the way that you had hoped or expected. But I love you and it's time now to come back. Or maybe you've done something wrong and you feel so guilty that you don't feel I love you enough to come back. No, my arms are open and I'm waiting for you to come back to me. No, that's what I think the Lord is saying here through the prophet Hosea. You know, it says, take with your words and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all iniquity and receive what is good, that we may render as offerings bullocks from our stalls. So look, Lord, forgive my iniquity and I will offer a sacrifice to you, right? Bullocks, right? Which is the typical sin offering. In fact, the larger the sin, the larger the offering. So bullocks would be, bulls for the sins of the people. And the individuals would be a lamb, a sheep, or a goat, turtle doves, maybe an ephah of fine flour. An ephah is 4.9 dry gallons of grain. You know, so these are the offerings that an individual would make, but the people would be, a bull or an ox, because the larger the sin and the greater the sin, the larger the offering. And it says, Assyria will not save us, nor have we horses to mount. In other words, the pagan cultures that we turn toward, we recognize now that, you know, all the pleasure and the allurement that enticed us toward them is really just that, an illusion. You know, we fell for it, you know, and now we want to come back to you. That's no different than the culture today. Sometimes the allurements and the enticements of the pleasures of the culture are just so much, so intense that we, you know, instead of moving down the river of life, we veer off a tributary of sin, you know, and so we have to get back on course again. And so we have to make a course correction. That's what Lent is about, doing the things that make a course correction to get us back on track on our journey toward eternal life with God forever in heaven. And so part of that is recognizing our sinfulness and making an offering. We shall say no more our God to the works of our hands, for in you the orphan finds compassion. You know, so no longer will we see ourselves as God, but no longer will we fall for the lie of Satan that says you will be like God. You don't need God because you're your own God. That's a lie from Satan. And so I like the humility here that Hosea is expressing with the people of Israel. You know, we recognize we've done wrong. We recognize that the works of our hands, the culture, can't save us, that we have to come back to you, that you are the only source of mercy and forgiveness and repentance and hope is in you, O Lord, our God. Right? And so, Hosea, putting almost like a dialogue here between, you know, beseeching the people to come back to the Lord and the response of the Lord to his people. I will heal their defection, says the Lord. I will love them freely. I love that. I will love them freely, right? And Jesus says before going to his passion, no one takes my life from me. I give my life freely, right? I give my life freely. I give my life as a gift You know, so I just love that. You know, and speaking of gifts, you know, Christ gave us the greatest gift on the cross, the gift of Himself. And he left us an everlasting sign of that gift in the most blessed sacrament of the Eucharist.
For more on the Psalms with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.